California cities promise to pay those retirement benefits, so legally they have to do so. The same isn't true for housing city residents. Finding an apartment in San Francisco these days is an uphill battle on any kind of budget. Craigslist ads and open houses can provoke hundreds of responses from people ready to compete for their slice of the city's scarce square footage. For people without cash, things are a lot harder. Among those who find it most difficult are chronically homeless veterans.
Well, first of all, my goal is to have no homeless veterans.
In 2009, President Obama set a goal to end veteran homelessness by the year 2015. Since then, there's been a national push to improve existing programs, like one known as HUD-VOSH. HUD-VOSH is a collaborative effort between HUD and the VA, which provides case management and housing vouchers to chronically homeless veterans so they can find market-rate places to live. In May, several cities across the U.S. began a push to find housing for 50 veterans in 100 days. And in June, San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee hosted a press conference on the initiative. It was already 30 days in.
The thing that we can do is when these vouchers get into the hands of the lucky veterans that can get them, should we not honor that with the best effort to find housing, put a roof over, and have them individually have a lock and key for themselves in a great expensive place like San Francisco?
In the past 100 days, the city has housed just 12 veterans. It was a lot harder than anyone thought it would be. KALW's Mariel Wallof explains.
The maximum amount for a HUD-VASH voucher is $1,612 per month. But many veterans actually get a couple hundred dollars less than that. Finding a studio or one-bedroom apartment for $1,400 is possible in San Francisco, but it rules out a lot of neighborhoods. One-bedroom apartments in Nob Hill and the Mission District can list for upwards of $2,500 a month. The most affordable neighborhood is the Tenderloin, and many homeless vets would rather not live there. That's because many of them have already spent weeks, months, or even years on the neighborhood's streets.
My name is Nilo Arcia. I'm living at Salvation Army Harbor Lights Residential Treatment Program. I'm homeless.
Arcia is 49 years old. He grew up in the city's Bernal Heights neighborhood and enlisted as a teenager. After he left the service, he started abusing drugs and alcohol. He spent much of the past decade on the streets in the Tenderloin, using and selling drugs. But he's sober now, and he doesn't want to stay there.
I might just decide to go out there and, you know, step out of my apartment and whatever the case may be, and I'll start drinking. I don't want that. I want to stay clean and sober and productive life.
When I first meet Arcia in late June, he's been living at the drug treatment program for a year. He doesn't have his housing voucher yet, but he's already looking at apartments on Craigslist.
What I look for is the prices that they have. And it's like some of them are just out of town.
Clicking through ads, Arcia finds a broad range in prices, but they're all high. A Mission District studio asks for almost $2,000. A 500-square-foot apartment in Nob Hill lists for $2,600. I ask him if he even bothers looking at listings from the neighborhood he's trying to avoid.
Oh, I bother. For example, where is this at? That's pretty good. Eddie. Oh, okay, that's exactly where. That's exactly where I used to do my addiction, right in front of this apartment. And it's a nice, not, I guess it's a nice apartment, but the neighborhood itself is not for me.
There are about 170,000 homeless veterans in the U.S., close to a third of whom are chronically homeless. Leon Winston is the chief operating officer of Swords to Plowshares, a veterans organization partnering with the city in the 100 Days Initiative. He's a veteran and was once homeless himself. Many of these men have been poor for a long time. That's why Winston is concerned about them competing for apartments on the open market.
You were thinking bright, shiny new vets just coming home from Afghanistan or from Iraq a year or so ago, and that's not who they are. These are veterans who have been homeless a long time. They're typically in their 40s to 50s. They are unemployed for the most part. or if they are employed, it's part-time or underemployed generally. They're disabled, and they're competing, walking up to an open house with people driving up in BMWs for the same apartment.
We're going to 34th Avenue, and it's from my understanding, it's a pretty good neighborhood.
After several weeks of looking on Craigslist, Nilo Arcia finds a few studio and one bedrooms in the Sunset and Outer Richmond neighborhoods, close to his job at the VA Medical Center. I meet up with him on a Saturday in early July to visit an open house.
Half a block away is a park, golf course, American Legion of Honor.
He's wearing jeans and a baggy long-sleeved shirt and carries a backpack full of forms. The first apartment we're visiting is on a quiet street near Lincoln Park. He's excited and a little nervous. He smokes a few cigarettes. This is the first apartment he's gone to see in at least 10 years.
I have the voucher in my hand, in my possession, and I have a little piece of paper that me and the landlord could go over, and so the housing authority will inspect it.
We reach the building and walk upstairs to a big, sunny studio apartment. It's listed at $1,295, a good deal. One other man is filling out an application. Arcia introduces himself to the guy showing the apartment and explains that he's a veteran. The man says he is, too.
I was basically interested in this one is because it's only 5 minutes
close
to 4 miles where I work at.
Great. Well, you're very welcome to apply for this one if you wish.
Okay.
We're going to be deciding on Monday who gets the unit. Okay. And I had quite a crowd here today, too. I think I got 6 applications, but I'll take yours if you want.
Okay.
Then Arcia begins explaining about his voucher, and things get complicated. The man has never heard of the program, and as it turns out, he isn't actually the landlord. Arcia also explains that the apartment would need to be inspected by someone from the Department of Housing. That's one of the HUDVASH requirements.
That's a lot of work. I don't know if the landlord's going to want to wait. See, because I've got 6 applications right now of people that wanted a yes call from me on Monday. I don't think the order will wait.
In San Francisco, these housing inspections used to take weeks to complete. The 100 Days program has shortened the process to just 48 hours. But for Arcia, it's still too long. So we check out the bathroom, look at the shiny wood floors, and leave.
Thank you. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks.
How do you feel?
Well, discouraged, but it's not going to stop me. I'm going to keep looking until I found my own place that fits my lifestyle. Nice piece, close to work, and be good to society.
Part of Arcia's problem is that landlords don't have any legal obligation to rent to veterans. The city can encourage them, but that's about it. That's part of what Bevan Dufty is trying to change.
I'm Bevan Dufty. I'm Director of HOPE, Housing Opportunity, Partnerships and Engagement. We're part of Mayor Lee's office. One of the things that was a wake-up call for me was Mayor Lee had a press conference. It was very well attended. It was on all the television news stations. It was in the front page of the San Francisco Chronicle. And after all of that media coverage, after the first week of the campaign, only 6 landlords had come forward and said that they were interested in having units inspected. And that was a bit troubling.
One idea Dufty has is to change policy and allow voucher recipients to share an apartment or rent an SRO, which voucher rules currently don't allow. Another is to give veterans the option of leaving San Francisco altogether. That's ultimately what happened to Stephen Hancock, a 65-year-old combat veteran and San Diego native.
I must have looked at 200 or 300 places, all up by the VA, all in the avenues, South San Francisco, downtown San Francisco, and you couldn't stay no place near downtown San Francisco because the vouchers wasn't even enough for you to even look at a place.
Hancock abandoned the listings and began driving around in his truck, looking for places to live. Eventually, he stumbled upon an apartment building for seniors in San Bruno. The management there told him they'd love to have him, and other veterans. But when he told his counselor what he found, he learned that his voucher was only good within San Francisco city limits. Hancock stood his ground. He was determined to live in a more peaceful environment than he'd find in the Tenderloin.
I gave Uncle Sam a blank check up to any amount of money up to my life. I've seen a lot of my brothers give their life, you know what I'm saying, and come back here and have to live like that.
Eventually, he was able to exchange his San Francisco voucher for one in San Mateo County. He moved into the San Bruno building in March.
Now we're getting ready to enter my little abode. This is my kitchen. As soon as you come in, you're stepping into my kitchen. It's small, but it's mine. New refrigerator, new microwave, dishwasher, and all the little things that I need. I can call this my home. Now you're stepping into my little bitty dining room and living room, but it's space enough for me, more than enough space for me.
Even though Hancock had to leave San Francisco to find what he was looking for, he's ended his 23-year bout of homelessness. There's one less veteran living on the streets now. But many more are still homeless or in limbo. As of early August, Nilo Arcia said he'd been turned down for 5 more apartments because the landlords didn't want to accept his voucher. But he does think he's found a place to live, a studio apartment in the Tenderloin. In San Francisco, I'm Mariel Walloff for Cross Currents.